What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's midday. Good afternoon. Welcome to the news here on Joy 99.7 FM. This bulletin is also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and over 30 affiliates across the country. Around the world, we are available at myjoyonline.com. Coming up, Electoral Commission says it is counting on the outcome of the ongoing investigation into the Joseph by-election bribery allegation to reform its approach to such exercises in the future.
So I said that it will be investigated, so we should not be in a hurry, because sitting here, I would have been happier if they did not pick the envelope.
Ghana Post Anders Asantehene with the first ever crypto stamp in Africa.
With this stamp, you are able to have a non-fungible token, which is an NFT, which is activated by your NFC on your phone or your computer, and you can trade this stamp on the stamp cryptocurrency market.
And later, 18,000 people die each year in Ghana due to diseases related to inhaling of smoke. That's according to the National Petroleum Authority. We have details plus other stories in the next few minutes. My name is Elton Bro. Let's start for the details now. The Electoral Commission says it is counting on the outcome of the ongoing investigation into the Joseph by-election alleged bribery of two of its staff to reform its approach to such exercises in the future. The police in the Office of the Special Prosecutor are investigating the Member of Parliament for Kwadaso, Professor Kinsey Nyako, and two officials of the EC for alleged bribery. The MP was caught on camera giving the EC staff an envelope, which later he confirmed contained money meant for lunch. The Director of Electoral Services of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Sebo Kweku, tells Joy News they fully support the probe.
So I said that it will be investigated, so we should not be in a hurry, because sitting here, I would have been happier if they did not pick the envelope. Right? This hand was straight. They didn't receive it. It was dropped. Mm. So if at that time they had not paid and the man had gone for his own envelope, commission would have been exonerated. But it followed out that later they went and took it. So that's what it was. So at that time that I was making my statement, I said, preempt the investigation and let us know what has transpired. So now we know the story.
The MPP Director of Communications, Richard Ahiagwa, says the party did not sanction any such move.
I wasn't given any money to go and give anybody. And so I speak from that place to let you understand that the party did not sanction that. Now, on his own humanitarian level, feels he wants to do that, we can judge it for what he has done and then apply what systems we can put in place to check that in the future. But he did that out of his goodwill, seeking to help another. It cannot be for the purposes of the New Patriotic Party, because I know he's not been put to that.
Do you condemn it?
Absolutely, I've said that I'm saying that I wouldn't have done that. He knows he shouldn't have done that. But then,
if you condemn it, then there must be something wrong with it.
Yes, I just told you that the look and feel of it, okay, and the circumstances in which that was offered can be problematic.
But the member of the NDC legal team, Abraham Maliba, says the MPP cannot escape blame in a bribery scandal.
How many days after the elections now has the MPP distanced itself from it? Have they issued a statement? Have they issued a statement even condemning the actions of their MP? Have they? They've not done that. So, If you've not done all this to distance yourself from all these ills, whom else do we have to attribute these ills to? But I think that it is for the state to act. What we can do, I don't control the police to investigate these matters. But I'm told this morning that the special prosecutor has invited the MP, and two officials of the EC have also been picked up by the police. Mm. My only problem with the EC was when said that we shouldn't jump into conclusion and that we don't know what is in the envelope yet. The man himself said that it was money, which is in the envelope.
Abraham Alibai is member of the NDC legal team. We will stay with politics because President Akufo-Addo has reiterated his comments suggesting that former President John Mahama cannot succeed him. Speaking at this year's Abuashi Festival at Winneba in the Central Region, it's although some persons disagree with his view, it is rooted in tradition. He says he's optimistic Ghanaians will ensure the NDC flag bearer does not become his replacement.
As I leave, someone has to succeed me. This issue, when I raise it, some people do not understand. Someone I clinched the seat from, and everything I do, you challenge it. And I say, you can't succeed me. It can't happen. Our elders and chiefs understand that Ghanaians are going to ensure it does not happen. The one who can do the work is my own vice president. I've worked with him for 8 years. He can do it better. So vote for him, Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia. I'm begging you, the people of Efutu, to vote for Alex Afenyo Markin and Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia.
Well, Majority Leader and the Member of Parliament for Efutu, Alexander Afenyo-Markin, said the MPP through the election of Dr. Bawumia as flag bearer has demonstrated good governance. He said the party embraces diversity.
Previously, people used to say NPP was not a party for Muslims. Today, the NPP has demonstrated inclusiveness.
NPP is the first party in the history of this country's democracy to give an opportunity to a Muslim be the flag bearer and to lead this country. And Dr. Bawumia, NPP is the first party in the history of this country's politics, a minority tribe, an opportunity. So the South North Muslim Christian ticket, NPP, Yatasi. Inclusiveness and diversity. We stand for diversity and inclusiveness. And that is true demonstration of governance.
Alexander Afenyo-Markin is a majority leader. Now, the Civil and Local Government Staff Association of Ghana has called on civil servants to vote for a government that will uphold the integrity of the service in the upcoming elections. Executive Secretary of CLOCSAC, Isaac Bampuado, said this when he addressed a news conference to mark this year's May Day celebration in Accra. Dr. Mampo recalled the importance of civil service in promoting governance and in the country.
In these coming elections, the people of the Republic of Ghana should ensure that they vote for a government that will uphold the principles of neutrality, anonymity, and permanence in the civil service and the local government service. CLOCSAC will resist with all our might the evasion of the civil service and the local government service by political apparatchiks and guru boys, and the Almighty God will help us. The current economic downturn that the country has been plunged into is a serious worry to Ghanaian workers in general, and the staff of the civil service and the local government service. The increasing politicization of the services has also been a serious concern to CLOCSAC.
As the one powder executive secretary of CLOCKSAC to some other stories now, in the Asantino 2402 to the second, is a third monarch, an individual in Ghana and on the African continent, to be honored with a global crypto stamp for personal proposal services. The crypto stamp employs a non-fungible token, which gives a unique digital identifier that is used to certify ownership and authenticate is recorded in blockchain. The Ghana Post Company Limited unveiled 6 commemorative stamps, including the digital stamp for the king, in celebration of his unparalleled leadership and global influence. Emmanuel Brad Kweku has more.
It was a night of music and dance blended with elegance and rich tradition as government officials, royals and other dignitaries graced the unveiling of the Asantehene's commemorative stamps.
Here we go!
A stamp is in celebration of the Silver Jubilee for 2402 II and his unparalleled leadership and remarkable contribution to Asanteman and Ghana. In all, 12 stamps were unveiled by the Ghana Post, including a standard stamp, definitive and commemorative stamp, stamp album, postcards, framed gold stamp, and a maiden crypto stamp.
This Asantehene 25th
Managing Director of Ghana Post, Bais Osekofo, explains the unique features of the crypto stamp, the first of its kind in Africa.
We unveiled the very first ever crypto stamp on the soil of Africa. The Otunfo Osetutu crypto stamp is a stamp that is a digital stamp artifact. With this stamp, you are able to have a non-fungible token, which is an NFT, which is activated by your NFC on your phone or your computer, and you can trade this stamp on the stamp cryptocurrency market.
The postal stamps are expected to be embossed on items to over 150 countries globally with unique images of the Asantehene. Communications and Digitalization Minister Esla Owusu-Ekufo highlighted the significance of the commemorative stamp.
This commemorative stamp is therefore a reflection of our national pride and identity. It serves as a reminder of the inextricable link between our traditional values and our modern aspirations. Ghana.
Mampohene Dasebre Osebunsu II thanked the company on behalf of the Asantehene.
In the name of Our Majesty, we graciously appreciate. And when I use the terminology we, it means for and on behalf of our king, and of course, the kingship that constitutes the Asantehene.
Well, before we go, the Deputy Chief Executive Officer of the National Petroleum Authority, Linda Asante, has indicated about 18,000 people died yearly in Ghana due to excessive smoke from cooking using wood and charcoal. She said the smoke continues to pollute the air, whilst tree which would have filtered the air is being cut down. The Deputy CEO said at the Sensitization Forum on the cylinder recirculation model in Tamale, Martina Bugri has more.
National Petroleum Authority brought together a cross-section of residents of Tamale to discuss the cylinder's recirculation model, educate them on the use of liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, and also promote LPG use as an alternative fuel use. The residents asked questions ranging from the price to its safety. Speaking at the forum, the Deputy CEO of the National Petroleum Authority, Linda Asante, said smoke from firewood and charcoal continue to harm its uses.
However, in Ghana and most part of Africa, cooking has played the lives of our mothers and sisters in India because of the smoke they inhale while cooking. This is because we cook with firewood and charcoal in most of our communities. I stand to be corrected, but I know majority of us cook with firewood and charcoal. The smoke from cooking with firewood and charcoal causes heart diseases. I want us to pay attention to the effect of the smoke on our health.
Said the MPA and its allies are working to reduce the taxes on LPG to make it more affordable.
The Ministry of Energy and the Ministry of Finance are having discussions to make sure that we reduce the taxes on LPG. In addition to that, even before the reduction of the taxes, MPA has gone ahead to have a tender which has reduced the supplier's premium of LPG that are imported into the country.
Well, that's it for the news at 12. You're on Joy News. For more stories, log on to our website, myjoyonline.com. You have a good afternoon. Super.